The following shiur has been presented by Harav Simcha Bunim Cohen Shlita, Pesach at Beis Medrash Kavaya and Rav in Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. For more information about the center or for halachic services and resources, please call 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
The Mishnah starts off in the second parak in Shabbos, B'meh Madlikim and B'meh Madlikim. With what could you light candles, and with what items can't you light candles? And the Mishnah says, "Ein madlikin loy belechesh, v'loy bechoysin, v'loy bechalach, v'loy bepsilis idon." So the Mishnah is talking about lighting Shabbos candles, lighting Hanukkah candles. So we're going to discuss something what the Mishnah didn't have in the times of the Mishnah. That's electric lights. Could somebody light Shabbos candles with electric lights? So the first year we're going to discuss is what's the reason for lighting Shabbos candles in the first place. Seems to be a machlokes rishonim what the reason of lighting candles is. But before we begin, we just want to say that most rishonim hold that the mitzvah from hadlokes neirs on Shabbos is a mitzvah derabbanan. It's not a deraisa dekechiv. There's a mitzvah derabbanan to be madlik neirs on Shabbos. The Rambam says mefurish in Hilchos Shabbos Perikei Halacha Aleph, Hadlokas Ner Shabbos Ein Rishus, Imrotza Madlik, Imrotza Ein Madlik, V'chayim Levorach Koidun Madloke, Kederach Shemavorach Al Kol Advorim, Shehu Chayim Behem Medivrei Seifrim. So we see the Rambam says that there's a mitzvah that Hadlokas Ner is a chiyav drabon. The Magad Mishnah says in Perik Aleph Mehilchus Ishis Halacha Beis, that this is what the Rambam says, Divrei Seifrim, it's not a chiyav drabonin, it's something what's not mufurish in the Torah, the Rambam calls Divrei Seifrim. So really, the Magad Mishnah is telling us this, but the Rambam said Divrei Seifrim doesn't mean the Rabbanan, it can mean the Raisa. But over here, Pashtus, it can't mean like that, because the Rambam writes in Hilchos Brachos, Perik Yud Aleph Halacha Gimel, V'chein kol mitzvahs, bein mitzvah shu choyvim medivrein, kigon mikra megillah, v'adlokas ner Shabbos, v'adlokas ner Chanukah. So the Rambam says choyvim medivreim on mikra megillah, and he puts together at Lokas Ner Shabbos. And Mikra Megillah is for sure only a Chiv Midrabbanan. So Ibn Zoy comes out that the Magad Mishnah's Klal is not Shaykh over here, and the Rambam Taka holds that the mitzvah from at Lokas Ner is only a mitzvah Midrabbanan. Now why was this mitzvah established? Why did the Chazal make this mitzvah? So L'choyre Pashtus is Mashma that there's a few reasons. The Gemara says in Shabbos Nafchav Ferelet Beis, Hadlokas Ner B'Shabbos Choyve. It's an obligation to light candles on Shabbos. Rashi writes, Choyve, Kovet Shabbos. It's Kovet Shabbos. Why, says Rashi, Se'ein Sudech Shuvah, a Sudah that doesn't have prominence, Ela B'mokim Or, only in a place of light, Ke'en Yemama. So it's Mavul L'Choyre from Rashi, that the Chiv Hadlokas Ner B'Shabbos is a Chiv als Kovet Shabbos. The Rambam also writes in Perek Lamed Milchus Shabbos Halacha Hey. The Rambam writes Besade Odom Shulchani Be'erev Shabbos Mitzorach L'Sakin Beis Meboy Jom L'Shabbos Mitnekvoid HaShabbos. And then the Rambam adds V'hiin Ner Dolak. So the Rambam also says that the Chiyav of Hadlokas Neiris on Shabbos is Alts Kovet Shabbos. Even though the Rambam what says in Perek Lamed that the Chiyav Hadlokas Neiris is Alts Oynik Shabbos. So it should do with the Birskei Rav's Torah, which we're not going to get into right now. So one reason we see in Rashi, that Rashi says that the Chiv for Hadlokas Ner is Alts Kovet Shabbos. Tosfos often Orten Daf Chof Hei Amud Beis says that the reason why you have to light candles is because of Einik Shabbos. Tosfos says, the Lashon from Tosfos is that Tosfos' Lashon is the Sudach Choyvehu Sheyisid B'mokim Haneh Meshim Oynik. So we see that Tosfos says that the Chiyav from Hadlokas Ner in Shabbos is Alts Oynik Shabbos, not like Rashi where it says as Kovet Shabbos. Then we find a different reason. We find a reason of Shalom Bayis. Now this is a Gemara already. The Gemara says in Shabbos Daf Chofei Omed Beis, but Tiznach Mishloim Nafshi. It's a pasuk in... It's a pasuk in Eicha v'tiznach mishalom nafshi no shisi toivah. So the Gemara dashes, Omer Abavoy zu hadlokas ne'er b'shabes. This pozik v'tiznach mishalom nafshi, that's hadlokas ne'er Shabbos. So Rashi says pshat, Shaloi hoy lamala hadlik, ibamokim shayin ner ein shalom, shahoylich v'nichshu v'hoylich b'feil. Person doesn't have light, he falls, he stumbles. If he stumbles, that disturbs shalom. Shalom bayis doesn't mean over here shalom bein ish l'ishta, between husband and wife. Shalom means that a person should be at peace with himself. And when a person bumps into objects, there's no light, he's not in peace with himself. So that's the third reason of shalom bayis. Now there's an interesting kash over here, which I'm not going to go into answer. Why do we need a reason from Rashi and Tosfos? That the reason of Adlokas Neis is because of COVID and Oynik Shabbos. If the Gemara says the reason is al Shalom Bayis, a Gavaldik Akasha. Why does Rashi have to mechadish a new reason for COVID Shabbos and Tosfos as Oynik Shabbos? Is if the Gemara learns that from the Pasuk Vatiznach Mishalom Nafshi, that Zlu Adlokas Neir B'Shabbos, and that's Shalom Bayis. So we have a Gemara what says a reason. So that's a Kasha which has to be addressed, but that it's not our time to discuss this Shaila. Al Kaponim, we have over here three reasons why a person has to light candles for Shabbos. One reason is Kavod Shabbos, the second reason is Oynik Shabbos, and the third reason is Shalom Bayis. Now, somebody might ask the simple question, what's the difference between these reasons? So the nafkamina between these reasons, why do we need three reasons for? So the first nafkamina is as follows. If the mitzvah of Hadlokas Neir would only be for Shalom Bayis, that means, in other words, to provide an atmosphere of domestic tranquility, that means a person should be at peace, then the candles don't have to be lit necessarily for Shabbos. If the candles are lit from before Shabbos, it's good enough, because it's a mitzvah. The mitzvah is that a person should have light. So if the light is on from before Shabbos, it's good enough. Or if he has a street light, and he has enough light from a street light, from an outside light, it would also be Godzak Tagoyin of Moshe Feinstein. Because the tachlis is, the end result is that there should be light. So you have light. It's not mechayev you a maisa hadlaka. Masha'en came the reason of Kovet Shabbos. The reason of Kovet Shabbos is mechayev you to be madlik for Shabbos. That means even if you have a candle lit from before Shabbos, you're mechayev to extinguish it and relight it. Because Kovet Shabbos means you have to honor the Shabbos by doing a maisa. So that's why we needed the reason from Kovet Shabbos. Another nafgamina would be, if the only reason of lighting Shabbos candles would be Hadlokas Neiris, would be out Kovet Shabbos, so it would be good enough if you light in one room. You light in one room candles, so you have Kovet Shabbos. You mechabed the Shabbos. But you don't mechuv to light in every room. Masha'en Ken, if the reason is a Shalom Bayis, that you shouldn't trip, you should have Shalom with yourself, peace with yourself, then you have to light wherever, in any room you're going to use on Shabbos on Friday night. Because what does it help me that I have in one place if I might walk in another place and trip in that place? So that's why we need both reasons of Kovet Shabbos and Shalom Bayis. Because, again, just to recap, the reason of Shalom Bayis doesn't obligate you to light candles, and the reason for Kovet Shabbos obligates you. If the only reason would be for Kovet Shabbos, then you would only have to light in one place. But now that we have the added reason of Shalom Bayis, then you have to make sure that wherever you're going to go Friday night in the house, don't forget, we're talking about in the olden times where there was no electric lights, not in the house and not outside. So if you didn't light candles, you couldn't see. So then you're obligated to light candles any place where you're gonna plan to use on Shabbos. Now it's kedai to know that in the mitzvah of Hadlokas Neiris, there's two parts to the mitzvah. There's a chovis haguf, That means there's a personal obligation that each adult member of a Yiddish house who reached the age of chinuch have to make sure that candles, that they have a chiv to light candles. And then there's a chovis habayis. There's an obligation that there should be neiris in the areas that one uses on Shabbos. And we'll explain. The chovis haguf, the person obligation, is not a chiyuv of each person. One person of each household exempts everybody's chovis haguf. And that's why, even if a husband's not home for Shabbos, if his wife lights, she exempts his chovis haguf. And that's why children who are home for Shabbos, they yotze with their mother's hadlokas neir. Because there's a chovis haguf on everybody. But the Chazal weren't masakin that every person has to light the candles. It's good enough that one person does it for everybody. It happens to be that in order for a child to exempt his chiv, pashtus, he has to be home for Shabbos. If he's not home, then he can't be yotze with his mother's hadlaka. With a husband and a wife, it's different. As long as the hadlaka is done in the house, then the husband or the wife are exempt to chovis haguf. Then there's another din. Even if the husband is not home for Shabbos and his yotze is chovis haguf with his wife's lighting candles, but now there's a chovis habayis that wherever he is, he has to make sure that there's light in order shelo yikoshel be'etz ve'evan, that he should have shalom bayis. But that's not machayev and adlaka, because there we said before that if there's a light on from the street or from before Shabbos, it's good. But he has to make sure that he takes care of the chovis habayis. So there's two chiyuvim in the mitzvah of hadlokas neiris. Two parts to the chiv of mitzvah hadlokas neiris. One is a chovis haguf, like we said before, that each person has to do it. Each person has to make sure has a chiv, but not that each person has to light. If one person does it, he exempts the whole household. It has to be that a gadol does it. A katan can't exempt the whole household. And then there's another chiv of chovis habayis. That means the bayis has to have candles. Wherever you are, there has to be candles. Now, everybody knows that the isha is the one who lights the candles. She does the chovis haguf. She exempts the whole bayis. The reason why she's the one who exempts the whole bayis is because there's two reasons given in the poskim. Number one is, since Chava was the one who caused Adam to extinguish Adam, to make Adam chet, and she extinguished the light of the world, so by lighting candles, she's misakin that chet to a certain degree. Another reason the poskim say is because ladies are usually home more often than the men. They take care of the household needs. So Mela, we gave them this mitzvah that surrounds the house. The candles are done in the house, so we gave it to the ladies. If the lady's not home for Shabbos, so then Rav Moshe Feinstein's Zal Paskin that the chiv goes to the man, not to the girl, because really it's the man's chiv, but we gave it to the lady. So if the lady's there, she's there. But if the lady's not home and the man has a daughter, what's pas mitzvah or not, the man should do the hadlaka. Not like people think that the lady should do it, the girl should do it. No. Rav Moshe Paskin, not like that. Now this has many ramifications which we're not going to go into right now, is that when a boy is in dormitory, how is he yotze his chovis haguf with his chovis habayis? He's not home, and the Aruch HaShulchan says a boy can only be exempted with his mother's lighting if he's home for Shabbos. So the place can come out that his chovis haguf he exempts with the bacha who lights in the dining room, because that bacha should have candles from the yeshiva, and he's And since it belongs to the yeshiva and everybody's eating in the belongs to part of the yeshiva, so mele one bacha's lighting, he exempts his chovis haguf, and the chovis habayis usually he doesn't need a light because there's lights on in the dormitory in the hallway, so he has enough light either from the dormitory from the hall light or from the street light. So mele, that's why generally speaking, a bacha exempts his chovis haguf and his chovis habayis. Adlokas neiris. Okay, now we're going to speak about the shaila if a person could be yotze with adlokas neiris with electric lights. The Mishnah says b'mei madlikim b'mei ein madlikim. So we want to know if the ein madlikim goes in electric lights. So this is a big machlokas hapoisim. L'choida in pashtas, a person should be able to be yotze with electric lights. Why? Because what's the reason of hadlakas neiris? Kovet Shabbos. So Rashi explained, a suda is not choshev without electric lights. Oynik Shabbos, Tosfos says a suda. And Shalom, a suda is not considered oynik if you don't eat with lights. The electric lights gives you light. And Shalom Bayis, you're not going to trip. So l'chayra, a person should be able to be yotze the mitzvah from hadlakas neiris with electric lights. Still in all, we see in various different poskim that some say you can't, and some say you could. So we can explain the shita so'isim. The Mikroi Kodesh brings down that he heard that Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank Zatzal, Rosh Bezin in Yerushalayim, he heard from an Ish Neman that the Esther Rogatshova, if a person can be yotze with Or Hashmal, if he can make Hadlokish Ne'er Shabbos, so the Rogatshova said, for Havdolik, you could use it. Because it's Eish. You say, Boyde Me'oyde Eish, much of Shabbos. But on Erev Shabbos, with the Baruch is considered, you have to say, Lahadlik Ne'er. Putting on an electric light is not considered Hadlok. That's what the Rogatshova said. From modern Hagram Feinstein, that's all I heard, that the reason why you can't make you can't be yotze with hadlokas ne'er Shabbos, because you can't make the bracha lahadlik ne'er Shabbos, because it's not your maisa hadlokah. Lahadlik means you're being madlik. When you turn on an electric light, you're just letting in a current from Con Edison. So that's heshnis dain maisa hadlokah. So Ramosha also goes can like the Rogatshova that it's not shach to say lahadlik on electric. The Mashag says in Chelik Beis Siman Kuf Zayin that the reason why you can't be yotze b'chashmal because it's not, there's no shlahevas. You need a shlahevas, and that's number one. And number two, he says it doesn't have a shem there. So first of all, you have to understand where the Mashag got that you need a shlahevas for fadlokis ne'er. The Levusha Mordecha says, the Madarov says that the reason why you're not Yotze B'nei Chashmal because it has no shaman or similar to it. And you need shaman or wax or something. So that's also you have to understand. Where does he get this din that you need shaman or psila? The Matirim are the Beis Yitzchok held that you light a light with electric lights. The Reb Chaim Oizer, Reb Henkin, the Koich VaYitzchok brings down that Hagro Kotler also held you can make a broch on electric lights. So maybe it's a machloekes achroinim. Seems Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach Tainis, even though he holds that on electric you can't make a broch, but on a flashlight you could make a broch. Now this is very negaya. What's this negaya? This is negaya for ladies in the hospital for Shabbos. And the minig is that each lady likes to light candles on Shabbos. Araya, when a married daughter goes to her mother for Shabbos, she lights candles. Even though technically she could be yotze with her mother's hadlaka, but still no, the minig is that a lady lights candles. So the shaila is, now she's in the hospital, and she can't light candles. So if her husband is home and he lit candles there, she sees technically yoitza achoyves haguf. Because we said when the husband lights candles in the first year, the wife is yoitza achoyves haguf. But since it's a minig that a lady likes to light candles, so some place can say that she could light the candelabra, what they give in the hospital, and she can make a broch on it. But in this case, she shouldn't do it. She should rather have in mind to be yoitza with her husband's lighting, because since Rav Moshe Feinstein held you can't make a bracha, and other poskim can help you make a bracha, and since she's yotze me'ikar hadin with her husband's lighting, so let her be yotze with that. And if she wants to just light candles to feel good, let her open up the electric lights or that candelabra what they give her, and not make a bracha. The only time where some poskim are meikel that she should make a bracha is where she's not yotze me'ikar hadin, where her husband's not home for Shabbos. So then she's not yoitza hachoyvis haguf with the husband, because like we said before, you only yoitza hachoyvis haguf with the husband's hadlaka if he's lighting at home, but since he's not home, so then some paiskim want to say, haintika paiskim say that then we can rely on the many paiskim who hold that you can make a bracha on electric lights. So this is what's debated about electric lights, if you can make a bracha or you can't make a bracha. But the Moshe Feinstein's itself, just want to mention, had a major problem over here. How could Bechlal you make a bracha? How could you? What's the significance of lighting candles today? Because there's so much. Everybody has a chandelier, and on there, what you add doesn't add anything. Even though it says in Shulchan Aruch that you can have two people who light on the same table. That was talking about when there was no electric lights. So the more candles, the more light. But today, when you have a chandelier burning, it's such strong light. There's so much light coming down from the chandelier. It's like Shagabitira Mamahani. What does it help me during the day, an electric light? So Moshe was bothered very stark on this kasha. And he said that Taka doesn't understand why we take off the light candles today. You should just light the electric lights. And the ones who hold you can make a bracha should make a bracha on the electric lights. So I wanted to tell him once that the reason why you light candles, because it's covered, that's like by a chasana you light. He says, but that you can't make a bracha, because the covered Shabbos, where the Chazal said you had to make a bracha because there was no light bechlal. But just because today by chasana is the light candles, and that you can't make a bracha. So Moshe Feinstein is itself tying it as follows. That Lamaisa, he said a chiddush nifla, that Lamaisa, since sometimes there's a blackout and you have to come on to the electric lights, so originally we would never be misakin at the corner just in case there'd be a blackout. But since the Chazal were misakin it already, we're not oik it because of the electric lights. Because maybe there'll be a blackout. So somebody once said this over, and he was like making fun. And this person was making Shabbos Sheva brachas, and he had a blackout in his house, and he had to use the electric lights. He had to use the candles. He saw that when Rav Moshe says something that you need, he was belittling Rav Moshe's svara. So the Eibishter showed him. He made a Shabbos Sheva brachas in his house. The electric went off, and the only way he was able to see was with the candles. So we see that when a gadol says something, it has value. The Eibishter should bench you all, that you should be matzliach in all your learnings, and you should finish Shas and go it over again and again and again.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.